Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Now, at Jesus' second coming, we discussed last that the believers who are still alive will be joined by the believers God will raise at the coming of Christ from the dead, and everyone will be one big happy family taken to heaven with him. But that's not the end of the story, apparently. Says Isaiah 65, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. This is God's declaration. What does this new heaven, this new earth mean? We are going to be taking a look at that. And the pastor is joining us now to share some thoughts and some insights on the matter. Pastor Marere, good afternoon to you and welcome.
I'm fine and well. How are you, Mr. Derek?
No, doing okay, Mfundisi. Trusting me, you're good that side and everything is going well with you?
I'm very fine and well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mfundisi. And appreciate your joining us as we come through to this segment right here. Mfundisi, we are speaking of a new earth. Maybe help break that down for us. You know, when you look at science, they talk of Alpha Centauri, an M-class planet that looks exactly like this one. And they're saying perhaps that could be our next home. Is that what God is talking about here? A new planet altogether, a new earth? What is this new earth God will create?
Okay. If you read your Bible, this earth that we are living right now will be destroyed. And God is going to create a new earth. Verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven went away and there was no more sea. So, as Christians, we are looking to it that for us. And in that new earth and heaven, there will be no more sea. No more sea, number one. Number one, even sin will not be found, because the Bible says sin will not rise another time.
But I'm not sure. Maybe I'm missing it.
You're saying if this, I responded on the first question.
I hear you, but my question is still a bit standing. You make mention of destruction of the old earth. Are you saying then that this one will be done away with and God will create a new planet altogether? Is that what you're saying? Is that what the scripture is saying?
The scripture is saying this one will not be there. God is going to create a new heaven and
A new earth altogether. This one will be done away, will be thrown away into the dustbin, basically. File 13.
Yes.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So it's not a renewal of this one, Pastor. It's a new earth completely altogether. This one will not be cleansed.
Yes. The Bible is using the word new.
Yes, Mfundisi?
Hello. Yes, in this sense, the Bible is using the word new.
Pastor, are you with us? Me? I'm waiting for you to conclude your thought. Is that the end of it? The Bible is using the word new, and then is that the completion of the thought?
Yeah, the word new, that is kainos in Greek, means something that is fresh.
Yeah, but my question, Mfundisi, was saying, whenever we've read, we've always got an understanding that God will renew this very earth. He's not going to create a new ball with new waters and start from scratch. He's going to renew this one, cleanse it by fire, so to speak. But I'm hearing you saying, no. He's creating a new earth altogether on the side. I don't know what the location of that one will be, but it's not at these coordinates in our galaxy, so to speak.
Yes, this one will be bent. Are we together?
No,
because
we are not.
Chapter 6 of Revelation, verse 14.
Okay.
It says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. So the heaven is going to be removed, and he's going to create a new one.
Fascinating. This new earth, will there still be a heaven in it, or there will be no need for a heaven, since it says a new heaven? And then in some other space we hear how the scripture says God is going to be dwelling on earth. Will there still be a heaven when God is now living on earth?
Yes, there will be an earth and there will be a heaven, because we are going to, when Christ is going to come, the one whom we are waiting for, we are going to be taken to heaven for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
After 1,000, we'll come back to this new, we'll come back to this new earth.
To the new earth, yes. Not to this one.
So there will be, yeah, there will be heaven, and there will be also earth.
Okay, but what's happening in this heaven now? Like I said, Mfundisi, you're talking about the heaven that we go to now. My question is about after, after the new,
yes,
new earth. What is heaven for when God is now dwelling on earth?
Fine. We allow me to put a disclaimer.
Okay.
We don't have much information about.
Okay.
Revelation says we are going to have a new heaven and a new earth. But for us to have a glimpse of what will be there,
mm-hmm,
we need to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Before sin.
Okay.
Before sin, there was heaven and earth, and earth was without sin.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
the Bible says, towards evening, God would daily visit his newly created couple. So the idea of a new heaven and a new earth is to restore God's original plan that was disturbed by sin.
Hmm. Okay.
And remember, God is the owner of the new heaven and the new earth, although he specifically says he is going to dwell among us. But it is up to him to be visiting there, or even to change because it belongs to him, like the bedroom and the dining belongs to the same owner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think I will take the disclaimer as you put it, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. When you look at it, Mfundisi, and I think you pointed out a bit earlier on this idea that sin will no more be in existence. Maybe let's touch a bit on that to say, so far and fine, you're saying the old earth with its old traits are destroyed. We have a new heaven, we have a new earth with God has promised that there will be a sinless state as it was before. The question that we are having now is, in the beginning, before sin came to this planet, before sin existed, it started in a holy place that God had created for perfection. It didn't come from some garbage place where, yeah, it could be expected that no, some miasma could flow into this holy place, or some maggots could creep in under the door, or something of the nature. It started in the holy place. That's where sin emanated from. Now we're talking about a new earth, a new heaven that is also clean, that is also created sinless. What assurance do we have, Mfundisi, especially considering the fact that we cannot explain the origins of the first circumstance of sin? What assurance do we have that we will not be here some 3 millennia to come?
The first assurance that we have, God is going to destroy sin. His main agenda for destruction.
Okay.
Is not to destroy people, is,
yeah,
not to destroy anything.
All right.
But those things that will be contaminated by sin will be destroyed.
Hmm.
So the thing is going to be destroyed. That is what the Bible says. And after it is being destroyed, you know, remember the effects of sin,
mm-hmm,
have some thousand of years been known.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's a proverb which says, you cannot be beaten by the same snake twice. Because,
okay,
the whole universe will be knowing the effects of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be destroyed.
But Mfundisi, I don't know if the destruction of the sin is immaterial, because remember there was a time where it did not exist at all. So the fact that it's destroyed won't really make that much of a difference for it to not rise again. We can't use that as an argument to say it won't rise because it's destroyed. There was a time it didn't exist and yet it rose. But I want to explore perhaps the sense you're bringing in of us having a knowledge. Is the implication, Mfundisi, that because we know what sin has done, and I think in some places Paul has put across that we are a spectacle to the whole universe of what God is doing through redemption and the effects of sin thereof. Is the implication of us having a knowledge as first-hand knowledge, people saved from this planet, but also the whole universe as it speaks in the scriptures?
Chapter 1, verse 9.
Yeah, is the implication that because of this knowledge, we will then stay clear away because we know what sin does and what it has done? Maybe the first time people dabbled in it because they didn't have any experience of what sin does and its deadliness, but now we will stop because we know. Is that the argument you're positing? Ooh, the pastor's network.
Point to support that one.
Sorry, Mfundisi, we lost you there. Maybe start over.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 says,
okay,
what do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. So from the thing for the second coming, that sin or affliction will not rise the second time.
Sorry, man, your network was a bit dancey there. We missed some of the information you were sharing with us. Do you mind just restating again? We got the passage, Nahum 1 verse 9, I think it is, that you gave. And you're saying because the Bible says sin will not rise a second time. And you're saying the basis is because?
Because it's a promise that God has given.
Mm-hmm.
We are waiting for the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
And we believe that he is going to come because God has promised. So the same promise that Jesus is going to come again, we have the same promise in the book of Nahum 1 verse 9.
Yeah.
So the King James Version is saying affliction, but from the Hebrew word tsara, the word tsara means trouble, distress, affliction, adversity, anguish, tribulation, and adversary. So in other words, Nahum is saying, what do you think against the Lord? The adversary will not rise the second. Adversary is the devil.
The trouble will not come a second time. All righty. Mfundisi, we appreciate that. Oh, man, my pastor's line. I think we'll have to end it here with the pastor really wanting to engage a bit more on this subject. But Mfundisi, we thank you so much for helping us understand what the new earth is and why there is goodness there because of the promise of Scripture. Any closing remarks as we close off today?
The closing remarks is, may God help everyone to enter into the new earth, because it's true. And God is preparing that for us. Thank you.
Amen.
The other closing mark, I can pray.
Okay, Mfundisi. Thank you.
Our Father, what in heaven, we really want to thank you for today's discussion. May you prepare us and make ready for your second coming.
Oh, yes.
So that we are going to be counted into the new heaven and new earth. And we will dwell with you forever and eternity. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, my pastor. May God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.